grown, it ran one step ahead as we followed in a den.
I'm sitting here in my mother-in-law's house. My daughter eating chocolate. She's having a chocolate lollipop. She's wearing socks, new socks, that are red with grey spots on them, and a pink heel.
When Glenn first recorded
Galveston, God.
He kind of
you don't have it over and over and over again.
It was like it was a little faster than I had intended it for it to be.
When Glenn first recorded,
then I wasn't complaining either because it was top 10. As the years have gone by, the tempo seems to have settled back, you know, to where it was originally meant to be, and it's almost as though songs know where they want to be sung. They know how fast they want to be sung. And if you try to sing them any faster, they creak and they protest and they complain until finally you get them back to where they should have been maybe in the beginning.
Galveston, oh Galveston.
Happy?
I still hear your sea winds blowing. And I still see waters blowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston.
I like the riding hat.
Galveston.
Times in my life as a songwriter, Glenn had called me and said, I need a follow-up for By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Will you write one?
Oh.
And
yes, yeah, no.
It's one of the few times in my life when I was successful in doing that, because a lot of times I've written follow-ups that either weren't done, or if they were done, maybe they didn't eventually turn out to be the single or whatever. But maybe three times in my life I've written a follow-up that actually followed, that did what it was supposed to. It followed the record and became a hit and got on the radio, and that was one of them.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. Can hear you through the wine. a tall line was. He's still on the line.
I was in Tucson, Arizona, listening to this on the edge of the desert, 1968. It was a quarter to midnight. The crickets were loud. Whatever.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in a den.
I've never forgotten that sky.
Like a strapped pair of pants.
It was the Richard Harris version, of course, that I loved. I've never heard this version before.
I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knee.
But it is one of my great, great favorite songs.
And birds like tender babies in your hand. By the tree. Above the park is melting in the dark. All the sweet ice and cooling down. Someone left my cake out in the rain. And I
my reaction to the mini controversy over the lyrics to MacArthur Park, which is, I guess the controversy is, are they any good, or do they mean anything, or is this guy putting us on, or whatever. But the answer is, no, I'm not putting anybody on. It was a love song about somebody that I cared about very much and about a relationship that was over.
There will be another song for me.
As I listen to it now, I think it's practically the most perfect song
there
I can think of. It shifts key. It builds to an anthem stunningly.
I will drink the wine while it is warm and never let you catch me.
Kitchen.
And after all the lows of my life.
Okay, I'll come and get it.
After all the lows of my life.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Hard to turn it off even. Joe Hill, who I was introduced to by my great friend Nina Fishman, introduced me to that great radical American tradition.
From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and
just a little snippet out of Joe Hill.
In by my bed, they framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I ain't dead.
What storytelling, what says wonderful Joe, communal storytelling.
But shot you, Joe, says I.
Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie
to kill a
together,
man,
1975 recording in Chicago.
Says Joe, I didn't die and stand.
Yeah, that was Jefferson Airplane. With Jefferson Airplane. Gracie Slick. Singing. I just love this. I haven't heard it for ages. So I'm having a bit of nostalgia, I must admit. I think this was about 1968-69. I just love songs that build. Yes, oh, we missed the very end of it, but sure. We missed the very end. No, I'm not going to build it again, but I just love that way songs build and build. Let me just find another one that's a little bit like this.
Feeling today, if the button is pushed, there's no running away, there'll be no one to save. With the world in a grave, take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy, and you tell
me over and over. This is a song from when I was young. What do you think?
What I think is that I would like to get a new game.
What game would you like?
Mushy Monster game.
The Mushy Monster game.
Yeah.
Let's just okay. Let's just hear the end of Barry Maguire. Tell me over my friend, you won't believe we're on the eve of destruction. So how are we going to find the Mushy Monster one? What are you doing? You're on the iPad and you're going looking at the paid ones.
Dad, stop doing audiobook.
Do we have to pay for it? Is it going to cost me money?
Maybe.
Mushy Monsters. See, we got that one. Now you're flicking past all sorts of ones here. Well, I see him. Well, there's only one Moshi Monster one.
There is not.
And we have it already.
I've seen it. Another one.
Why don't you go to the free ones? They wouldn't cost me any money. Are mushroom, do you always have to pay for Mushy Monsters?
No.
Now we're going back. Oh, that was a slow business trying to find a Mushy Monster on the iPad, isn't it? I see Angry Birds. I see The Simpsons. Top grossing. Oh, yeah. The top grossing ones. I think we won't record any more audio boo while you're looking, right? Because I think it's much too difficult to find. Okay. That's the end of Mushy Monsters.